We're almost up to the end of Torah Mem Tes and Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. We mentioned earlier that this chapter in Likutei Moran was given as a shir on a Shabbos Sheva Brachas of one of Rabbein Azal's daughters, his daughter Sarah, who married a certain Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbein Azal went for the wedding to Medvedevka, and there, that Shabbos, he gave this shir. And in the shir, he included just about everything that was related to the wedding. He included the name of the Chasan and Kala, he included the topic of Shabbos. It was also Rosh Chodesh Nisan at the time, so he spoke about Nisan, the month of Nisan, and Rosh Chodesh especially, and he speaks about all the tikkunim that take place al pi Kabbalah related to getting married. The whole concept of Tikkun of the Malchus, the concept of the two Shechinas, the upper Shechina and the lower Shechina, and how they're both connected, how they both rise. He spoke about the topic of Tshuva, because Rabbein Azal brings in another term in Likutei Moran, the days of Nisan are called days of Tshuva. The reason being, the Gemara says that the month of Nisan is the month that Moshiach is supposed to come. Benisan nigalu, or benisan asidin ligoyel. The Jews were taken out of Golos in Nisan, and they're going to go out of Golos also in Nisan, the Gemara says. And since we know that the Geula is dependent on Tshuva, the Pasuk says, Uvo letzion goyel, uleshove fesha biyakov, that the goyel is going to come through uleshove fesha, through Tshuva. So if the month of Nisan is a month of Geula, it's also a month of Tshuva. That was also a major topic in this chapter on Likutei Moran. And Rabbein Azal spoke about the topic of the lev, purifying the heart, especially with machshavos kedoshos. He spoke about the whole topic of when Hashem created the world, how the Arizal explains it happened, how in order for there to be a creation, kaviyochel Hashem had to be metzamtzem the oyer litzdodin. Hashem had to constrict certain light. And Rabbein Azal says, so too when a Jew wants to start a new creation, wants to start a new beginning in tshuva, a person has to also know to constrict the light, in a sense, to constrict the islavus, not to go too, not to have too much fire, but rather to be able to control the islavus in serving Hashem, so that the person can start climbing midarga ladarga, from level to level. This was basically the topics that we discussed so far. And this, that they throw money at a wedding, they throw coins. When they yell this Shabbos, Kiboy Raisa Shela Achshov, Yesh Yemin Usmoil. Rabbein Azal explains, the Torah that we learn today is on a lower level. Our Torah is on a level where it's still shayach to say a concept of a left side and a right side. Ubismola Oysher. And we know that the Pasuk says, Oyrech Yomim Biyamina, that on the right side you have long life, on the left side you have wealth. But when a person is zoicha to a much higher level of Torah, the level that's called atika, less smoil, the less oisher tamon. The Zohar HaKadosh says that in atik, in keser, there's no concept of a right side and a left side. When we come to the lower levels, chachma and bina, there's a concept of a right side and a left side. When you go up to Keser, in Keser there is no right and left. There's no left. Therefore, ubishvil zeh, kisheshoim in Yisrael besuras hatoiro datiko, when the Jews hear them saying Shabbos, which is symbolic of this higher level of Torah, noisnen es hamois, they give up their money, they throw money. Ki ein tzorech lamois, because on that level there's no left side, meaning there's no need for money. Ki ba'olam haba less achilu shtia, because in olam haba there's no food and drink, there's no need for money, there's no need for gashmias. That's what's symbolized at a wedding. When they throw money at the wedding, it represents the fact that there's this aliyah for the malchus going up to the level of atika stimor. And over there's no left, there's no money. In other words, we're ridding ourselves of the money. That's what it represents. V'zeh pirush malchei tzvokos yidoidun. It says that the heavenly angels jump, they move. Hainu hatzadikim shehem malochov giborei koyach shehem medadin b'merutzo b'mehirus kedei lorot zorach. This refers to the tzaddikim. Could be this is talking about the dancing. Yeah, he's going to say in a minute that this is rikudim. When a person dances, they're moving quickly. The dancing at the wedding, Rabbein Azal said, symbolized the tzaddik running to make up for that lost time
when the Hasoga was covered up from him due to the problems of Klal Yisrael. We said when Yisrael got Bnei Yisrael are involved in Chochmas Chitzonius, the Hasoga is covered up from the Tzaddik. When they crawl out of Chochmas Chitzonius, the cover is removed and the Tzaddik starts running. That's the symbol of these Rikudin at the wedding, where the people run. V'zeh Rikudin Unevas Bayis Techalek Sholol. This pasuk says, Nevas Bayis, which represents the bride, Techalek Sholol, distributes wealth, gives out money. That at a wedding, when there's this Nevas Bayis, they throw money. V'Yisroel Heim Mechalkem Amois. The Jews give out money. Lohoyrois She'ein Tzorech Lamois. To show that they don't feel a need for the money anymore. Why? Because they're on this high level of Atik. The Ein Shom Bebchinas Atiko Smoil. And on the level of Atik, there's no left side. Rabbi Nizal says now, Bayis Techalek Sholol, Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. The first letters of Bayis Techalek Sholol is Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, because Shabbos represents that time in the week when the Yid is Zoche to that higher level learning, that Torah of Atika Stimo. Inyan Acher, another reason for this throwing money at a wedding, Lohoyrois Vatronus Godoil Bozeh Shebechalkin Mois, to show a tremendous level of being a sport, that I'm willing to be mavater on the money. Lohoyrois Shehakalo Hibechinas Hei. The Kalo represents the Shechina, which is the letter Hei. Shemidalid Nasis Hei. Through marriage, the Malchus is elevated from Dalid to the level of Hei. Shaydezeh Bo Ashirus Godoil. When there's an aliyah for the malchus, this leads to a tremendous ashirus. Bebechinois v'harikoisi lochem brocho ad balidai ad sheyivlus if saisechem ilay mardai. There's this tremendous brocha that's given. Shemechalkin amois moire shehigiul azois habrocha. When people throw away money, or they give out money, that shows that they feel they've been given this brocha. When a person's very, very rich, change isn't of any big value to them. So they're showing that they believe they receive this bracha of Ashirus. The Zepirush Vasirus Soifo Asirus Shubachinas A Pe Hainu Shebolu Piem. The word Eifoi, we said before, Asirus Soifo. We said Eifa was what the Malachim say when they see the Shekhinah going up. They say, Eipeh. How is this Peh, Malchus Peh, going up so high? Now Rabbi Nizal gives another interpretation. Eipeh means that the Peh got lost. Where is the Peh, meaning the Peh got lost? How did it get lost? The Pasuk says, Ad sheyivlu sif, the Gemara says, Ad sheyivlu sif seisechem, ilo mar da, varikoysu lechem brocho, Ad sheyivlu sif seisechem. Yivlu also means to become used up, destroyed. Hainu shebolu pihem, miloy mar dai. The Peh got destroyed from saying dai so many times. Sheyesh lehem kol kach ashirus. They have such a tremendous brocho of ashirus. Why? Whenever there's an aliyah for the malchus, it results in this tremendous ashirus. Just like when the Jews went out of Mitzrayim, which represented a tremendous aliyah for the malchus dikdusha, Hashem was acknowledged, you know, Hashem's kingdom was recognized by all the nations around the world, we see immediately that it resulted in ashirus. Just like in the story of the Avedas Bas Melech, the first story in Sipurim Isis, that when it came, once he was holding, by finding the Bas Melech, by redeeming her, we see he was zecha to a tremendous ashirus. It was Har Shel Zohov Mivtzar Shamar Golias. And the Beis Hamikdash itself, which is the center of this Aliyas HaMalchus, Beis Eiloh, Beis HaTator, we said before was referring to the Beis HaMikdosh, there you had this tremendous, tremendous Ashirus that was there. Right, Holach Ma'anya, Di Achola Vosona, that the Hey is actually Di, Dalid Yud. It's, the Hey represents something which was originally in a state of Oini. The Malchus was in a state of Oini, and it got its tikkun by being Mamshech the Yud into the Dalid. Rav Nosson Zal just adds here, Misimin Lamed Beis, Adkan, Kol Zehu Loshen Rabbeinu Zal Levad. From Torah Lamed Beis till here was the wording of Rabbeinu Zal. That's why the wording was much tighter, you know, less explanation, sharp. לבד באיזה או מקוימויס שהוספתי שם קצת דבורם כפי מה ששמעתי והבנתי מפיו הקודש. Except for a couple of little places where I inserted an explanation, Rav Nosenthal says. Either I inserted an explanation, which I understood from his words, oy mipi ksavoy, or I understood from his writings, kiner sham kolech vem koymoy. Wherever Rav Nosenthal inserted explanation, it's written over there. Now Rav Nosenthal adds, oyd shamati dvorim ashiach matera zois v'zehu. There's one more paragraph, like an appendix, actually two paragraphs, that are going to be an appendix to this Torah. Baruch Hashem, we'll hold it here for now.